let you in on a little stage secret here. That's gum. We didn't say it was going to be a classy concert, just going to smile a lot and have a good time. And watch my fingers stick to my strings. This would come in the most serious part. This next song, if I have a favorite one, it's going to be this one. It speaks for itself. There's no explanation needed. It's about a very, very special part of history. It's called Mary Mary. Among the tombs, a little lady draws near to anoint the body of her Lord she once held so dear. All of her dreams lay lifeless on a stone. Living has somehow grown cold. Then through the darkened doorway of a tomb she sees there is nobody to behold.
Oh, gardener, where have you laid him? Please point the way to his tomb. Would that this death were a new
She turns away to hide her sorrow. She turns away to hide her grief. Tears fill her eyes, blur her mind. Then a voice from behind.
Mary, 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 listen to me. Sing a story that you. It's a song of cheer. Mary, Mary, I'm not buried anymore. I am filled with the Spirit's breath. I have conquered death.
And every nation, tell them I am alive. Everybody, listen to me. Sing a story that you long to hear. It's a song of cheer. Everybody, he's not buried anymore. Gonna spread the good news far and wide. My Jesus is alive. Whoa. Good news for the people.
For the people.
Good news for the people, yeah.
For the people.
Whoa. Good news for the people. He's risen from the dead. He's risen from the dead.
day. I believe it. We're going to take about a 10-minute break, and a fella named Jack's going to come and talk to you for a second. We'll be right back.
That song that they were talking about, Born Again. One time there was a religious guy, knew the Bible inside and out, but he didn't really know God. And he snuck over to Jesus' house one night where he was staying. And he knew that there was something different about Jesus, because nobody had ever walked around, and people that were blind, he'd give them sight. And people who had...
That was before I was 13, 14, involved in gang violence when I was probably 14, 15 years old. In and out of jail, hospitals, and courtrooms from that point all the way up. As a matter of fact, just 8 months ago, I got off probation for the first time since I was 15. I've been in and out of jails, courtrooms, and a whole trip, and it was a mess. I'm not going to glorify all the pits I've been in and all the things I've done in the world. I've ridden motorcycle, you know, Harley Davidson, I still do. I heard that. Back last time I went down was for stealing the Reading police bike. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. In fact, it gave me an opportunity to get into the Word and find out more about my Lord. But the brothers were saying something about being born again. Well, I'm going to share something with you about that, because the dude that's standing right here now ain't the same dude that he was 5 years ago. 5 years ago, I had clinically irreversible brain damage as a result of drug overdoses. I've OD'd on drugs 3 times, man. I've done everything you can shoot, horn, smoke, or any other way you can do it. I've done it, man, in excess. I've studied some psychology. Ain't no rumpkin. I just didn't fall out of no tree. But I wanted to know why I was here. I looked around all the time that I was in the world before I came to the Lord, looking for something that was substantial, something I could get a grip on. And I found something. I found some brothers before I was a Christian that were solid, and they'd stick with you no matter what came down. Of course, your life was on the line to be part of that. And the end result in it was always death, going to the joint, or I ended up in a hospital crippled up for life. Man, being born again. I'll tell you something. This body's been all crippled up. I've wedged a motorcycle on myself underneath a moving bus. I've knocked the lights off the top of a taxi cab with my body, hit it with a motorcycle. Did so much damage to a telephone pole one time, they had to almost replace the telephone pole. It's a wonder I'm alive, man. You know what I'm saying? My brain was all jacked up, wasn't functioning. I used to carry a gun, and I got to the point where I was unpredictable and unreliable, and I wasn't a whole lot of fun to be around, man. You know? I ain't a big dude, but I was a sick dude, you know. And I made a mess out of my life. I've had 9 old ladies in my lifetime, 9 of them that I lived with. And there were 2 or 3 children involved in some of those unions, a couple of which I may never see again. I probably had as much hurt in me as a man could carry. But I stoved it all up, man, and been played a heavy. Yeah, I used to wear dirty pants and wear earring and long hair, and, you know, I was cool. It was jive, man. I was hiding. I'm born again, you know. My brain is healed. I'm married, man. I'm going on my 4th year of marriage, and it's getting better all the time. We got a happy marriage, man. Can you dig that? When I hit this town right here, I had me a 45, a rod knocking 55 Chevy, and a basket case panhead, man. And this dirty old sleeping bag. And I had law enforcement agencies all over the state looking for me. Right now, I'm clean. Right now, my brain functions. Right now, I'm happily married, man, and I still ride a shovelhead. Bad little putter, too. I ain't got to wear no white shoes and no white belt, man, and turn into Pat Boone, man, to love Jesus. All I got to do is be me. I ain't living no lie. I ain't perfect, but, man, I'm born again. I'm waiting for results right now on a test to become a contractor, licensed contractor in the state. I don't know if I made it, if I did or I didn't, but if I do, praise the Lord. And if I didn't, praise the Lord, I'll go for it again. But that's a long ways to come in a 4-year period of time for a man that was in as bad a shape as I was. And what I'm trying to say is that for any of you people, man. You got some missing things in your life. I know, man, it hurts. I know that you keep putting a smile on the outside, but on the inside, it ain't fun. Hey, Jesus is the answer. He really is. It ain't my nature to stand up here in front of a whole bunch of people for nothing for me to benefit. Can you dig it? Why am I doing it? Because I'm so loaded with Jesus, man, I got to share it with everybody. It feels good. It's clean. It's happy. Happy is so much better than being heavy. Heavy is so dumb. But right now, the Lord's involved me in some prison ministry, and sometimes I get to go into the joint and stuff and share what the Lord's done in my life and see people's lives change. And I know dudes right now that are doing time that have got more freedom inside the joint than a lot of people out here probably do out here on the street, because they've got a relationship with their Creator. A little story the Lord laid on my heart one time about, let's say, for instance, you was going to buy a new short, so you tripped on down to General Motors. You want to buy a Corvette, you pull out the long green, but you get anxious, so you can take it off the assembly line when it's halfway through, right? Carry it home and finish it with wood. You got an ugly short, man. I don't care how you look, it's going to be an ugly short. But if you take it back and let the people go ahead and finish what they started, it's going to be halfway decent. Well, hey, man, we're all trying to complete a work that God started, and we're incapable. We got to take it back to God, man, if you want to put it in the right place. If you want some peace, you want some joy, if you want the end of your life, the result of that whole span that we're going to be here to end up to anything that's anything, it's got to be put together by the man who started it. That's Jesus Christ. There's a lot of things I could share about what the Lord's done and where He's brought me from, but I guess the main thing that I want to share is that I've got a love inside of me that I never understood before. I had brothers in the world that would back me up, I mean, all the way down to the business. But I've run from the law, and I've come to different places where there were other scooter people and come up to them and said, hey, look, man, I need some cover. And they'd say, well, okay, man, why don't you play the name game with me for a couple of days, and we'll make some phone calls, and maybe you want to go get down with this big fat dude, and maybe we'll know you got some heart, and we'll cover your stuff. But in the Lord, man, there ain't a place on the face of this earth that I can't go where there's a brother or sister in the Lord that won't take me in. And I ain't got to play no name game. I ain't got to be somebody I ain't. Jesus is real, and He cares about each and every one of you. And He can change your life. You can be born again. And you don't got to turn into no weird dude, man. You don't got to be no crazy, weirded out fanatic or something, man. Just let Jesus make out of you what He intended you to be. He's such a gentleman, man, that He allows us to make that decision. And each and every one of us can make that decision. So much neater being happy than heavy. So much needed. That's about all I got to say, Rick.
One. So many times, especially growing up in a church, you get the picture of the Christ image as the guy with the shepherd's staff and the sheep under his arm walking through the mountains or walking through the pastures and rescuing the little lamb, and that's true. It's a true picture. And or perhaps you get the picture of him holding a lantern knocking on a door, or a meek person, or somebody on a cross, okay? And that was always my picture, too. I always pictured him up there on that cross, you know. Wow. For me. He died for me. You know, that's a big, heavy thought. But more importantly, I found out just recently, within the last 2 years, about a man who not only died for me, but he fulfilled all the promises of history about the Messiah that was going to come and rescue the people who had waited for centuries in a place called Paradise and take them home to be there with the Father. And at that same time, there was a place called Hades, and they were separated by a gulf. And the people could see the people in Paradise from Hades. And I could just picture in my mind mocking the people in Paradise saying, look, there's your Christ up on that hill on a cross, and He just bought the farm. He just lost it all. You've been looking at Him for 33 years, and you've been watching His ministry, and you've been putting all your hopes and your dreams and your cheering into this man, and now he's dying. Dying for you. And cheering and laughing and dancing around. But that day got awful dark, awful early. And it's been 2,000 years ago since this man, Jesus Christ, fulfilled the promises for me. Conquered death for me and for you. And this song tells you about it. It's 2,000 years.